My youthful, charming, fair and sweetest jewel, I solemnly declare, though friends are cruel, thy wrongs I soon will right, could I come near thee, and study day and night how I might clear thee. Though they so close confine, my dear, and grieve thee, yet in these arms of mine I'll soon receive thee. Strong locks and bars I'll break where soon I'll enter, for my sweet creature's sake my life I'll venture. 'Tis not thy father's frown e'er shall affright me, thy days with joy I'll crown who ne'er did slight me. What though vast heaps of gold I ain't possessing, true love is still, behold, a greater blessing. Parents we often find greedy for treasure, they love the golden mine here out of measure. It bears so great a sway in every action, that loyal lovers they meet with distraction. Being compelled to wed merely for riches, the palsy hoary head thus coin bewitches. Some parents who has now treasure possessing, children must break their vow or lose their blessing. Gray has more wealth than I, yet she'll not waver, but yet her parents cry, I shall not have her. This is as if, behold, my dearest honey was to be bought and sold by price of money. Yet my sweet charming saint never will leave me, her sighs and sad complaint daily doth grieve me. She shall not languish long, I vow to see her, soon to redress her wrong, I'll die or free her. This wretched miser's bags are his best graces, mixed with diseased dregs of loathed embraces. Yet though her friends contrive thus to annoy her, while I remain alive, he shan't enjoy her. If friends with anger fraught clearly forsake her, so that she ha'n't a groat, yet will I make her my lawful bride, said he, and ne'er refrain her. By true industry I can maintain her.